This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Friday gave Russian President Vladimir Putin a lighthearted warning not to interfere again in next year's election in the United States. VOA's Steve Herman reports from Osaka.
Appearing before reporters during his bilateral meeting with Putin, Trump was asked whether he would tell the Russian leader to not repeat meddling in the next U.S. election. Trump, with a smile on his face and playfully pointing a finger at Putin, did just that in the noisy room among the shouts of American and Russian reporters. The light-hearted exchange is likely to reinforce the impression among many that Trump still is not taking the issue seriously. Steve Herman, VOA News, in Osaka.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide on President Donald Trump's bid to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, an Obama-era program aimed at illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
A decision is expected by June of next year in time for the 2020 election. DACA is the program set up during the Obama administration that shields young immigrants from deportation. President Trump ordered an end to the program in 2017, resulting in protest and a failed congressional effort to salvage it. The president spoke to reporters in January.
I would consider DACA, but I think we complicated it. I'd rather have the Supreme Court rule and then work with the Democrats on DACA.
Federal courts in California, New York, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. blocked the president from ending DACA immediately. A federal judge in Texas declared it illegal, but did not order that it be stopped. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, a positive day with all three major indices closing Friday's trading on the upside. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden has defended his civil rights record on Friday